We are joined now by a Super Bowl champion, an All-Pro, a seven-time Pro Bowler, six straight seasons of 1,300 or more yards in receptions, 920 receptions, over 13,000 yards, 74 touchdowns for his career, a member of the NFL's All-Decade team for the 2000s. He was an ACC Player of the Year. He was a consensus All-American at NC State, a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, class of 2019. He is also a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is Torrey Holt. Torrey, good to have you back. How are you, Torrey?
I'm hanging, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Good. It's great to have you back. Thanks so much. Torrey, there is so much that you and I could talk about that I want to talk to you about, and I got to figure out the best place to start. Let me start right here. You were in Los Angeles for the Titans-Rams game when your teammate Isaac Bruce was honored for his entry into the Hall of Fame. Can we start right there? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, man, it was amazing, man, to see Isaac be recognized as a Hall of Famer by the fans there in Los Angeles as well as St. Louis. They were all in attendance and all the NFL community and the fans, the Pro Bowlers from the Rams, Tom Mack and Eric Dickerson and everybody, just being around greatness, man, it feels good. It felt good watching Isaac, receive that recognition along with his family. We're at an organization where he played a bulk of his career and did it at a very high level. So it was good to be there with him along with other teammates, Orlando Pace and guys that were there, Jackie Slater. It's good to be there to celebrate that with a Rams legend, with a NFL legend, now a Hall of Famer.
Torrey Holt is joining us, also a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Torrey, obviously, we'll talk about that in a moment. I'm curious, Torrey, when you watch this Rams team, what kind of thoughts do you have? Does it feel like a team that has a Super Bowl run in it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the way this football team was put together. And the expectations haven't changed. You know, the team is 3 years removed, I think, from the Super Bowl. So the expectations haven't changed. That's the goal every year. And you look at the players that they've added to this roster, with Stafford being one, and Von Miller and Odell and other guys that are playing at an elite level, the stars that were currently on the team, Aaron Donald and Ramsey and those guys, Cooper Kupp. Yeah, this football team has a lot. They have every chance, as good a chance as anyone else in the National Football League that are preparing for the playoffs. What I like, Jim, is week 17 and the excitement that the game has around it, because everybody's playing for something. Everyone still has an opportunity to move up in the rankings in the playoffs. So it makes for great football for week 18. So that's what I'm excited about. But, yeah, the Rams certainly, Jim, they certainly have the tools, everything that they need to compete and compete at that level. They got to obviously minimize the turnovers, what we've been seeing through this five-game stretch that they've been winning football games. Minimize those, but the defense has just been outstanding. The stars have stood up in L.A. They can continue to do that down the stretch. They are just as favorable as anybody else in the league.
Torrey Holt joining us. Torrey, you mentioned Odell Beckham. You know, things obviously did not work out for him in Cleveland. What do you make of him right now with the Rams? How does he look to you, and what do you make of the way he's embraced the role and the way they use him?
Well, last I was out in Los Angeles, I had a chance to meet Odell at practice. And that was really cool. It's my first time really getting a chance to spend that amount of time with him in an area, in a space that he and I both respect. And I noticed that immediately. And he said to me he loves being in L.A. He's with like-minded guys. And he wants to win, and he wants to do what he can to do that. Odell is the X guy, position that I played. Odell can still penetrate your defense pretty quickly. Incredible hands. He can run every route. Good body control. This boy got some football in him, man. He's got a guy, Matthew Stafford, as you're seeing. He and Stafford are getting better week in and week out. They're building some chemistry. You see them talking on the sideline. I think Odell has a lot of good football left to play and to give to this football team. And for example, there's going to be other third or fourth down situations where they're going to come to him. He's got to make the play. You saw that on the road against the Ravens, the fourth and five. Did a good job of netting the stick, stepping back, all hands type of a catch, and getting the first down, and then they ended up going and scoring. Those are the type of plays outside of Cooper Kupp that this football team is going to continue to need and Odell can provide that.
Yeah, Torrey Holt joining us. All right, two things really quickly, Torrey. One of the things that I've always appreciated about you is that you're somebody who's always generous with praise and you're willing to hype guys that play today. You mentioned Cup. He could win the Triple Crown of receiving this season. What do you think when you watch him play, and not just as a receiver, but also as a blocker?
Oh, man, it's the way the receiver position has always been played. And he's continuing doing that, man. He's involved. He's engaged in every aspect of the game, of the football game, of the position. And it's really, really good to see. Incredible hand-eye coordination. His ability to get open, Jim, is fantastic. And how he sees the football field. 6'2", big kid, loves football. Again, when I was out in Los Angeles, I spent time with Cooper Kupp. And I got a chance to sit down with him and talk to him and listen to the mentality and the mind that he has for football. High, high football IQ. He's very productive in college. He's healthy, and you're seeing the production that he's provided in Ask Football. It's the opportunity to be Triple Crown. And as I was sitting here writing down some of his stats, Jim, prior to you coming on, 806 yards after the catch. That's more than anybody right now as I'm looking at the stats in the National Football League. He hasn't fumbled the football. So he's had 184 targets and 138 receptions and zero fumbles. So he's smart. He's good with the football team. Football, he does not hurt the Rams in any way. And I think that's a credit and a testament to how he approaches the game. And then being in a favorable offense with the coordinator McVay that knows how to get into football.
Torrey Holt joining us, a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And Torrey, another great thing about the talks that you and I have had over the years, we have talked so many times over the years, but there's always more to talk about with you. If we were to go back to when you were growing up and you were working in the tobacco fields, what was that job like? What did you learn from that? And how much does that have to do with what you are and who you are now?
No, that was real work at its core. So I had to grow up fast and become a man early. Had to have dog in you to be out there in those tobacco fields, pulling and breaking those leaves and getting it back to the tractor, getting back to your lane, finishing your rolls, going to hang the tobacco in the barns, dealing with snakes and different things. I mean, you had to bow up. So it carried over into the way that I prepared and played the game of football. And it also energized me and gave me wit and ambition to go beyond the tobacco field, that was certainly somewhere I didn't want to be for the next 30, 40 years of my life. But I appreciate going through that and pulling tobacco in the way, and I earned money from it. Wasn't a lot, $5 an hour. It wasn't a lot, but I bought my first pair of sneakers, my cleats with that money, tobacco money that I went out and earned and pulled, and it translated over to the way that I attacked football and the way I try to attack life.
Oh, what a great story. Torrey Holt joining us. Torrey, your mom passed away before you reached the NFL after a long battle with lymphoma. For those who don't know, what was she like as a person, and what did you learn from her growing up?
Oh, she was incredible, man. My mom was incredible. She was just like any other mother out here, loved her kids and would do anything for her kids and demonstrated that, showed that. It was action, too, along with the substance. My mom was outstanding. She minded her business. She took care of her family. She smiled often. Sometimes she didn't, but she did not miss days of work. That's one thing that I remember mostly, and I remember a lot of things, but she did not miss work. Even when she was sick, Jim, even when she was sick, she would still go up and try to go to work and finish work. So for me to run out on the football field and run those 20-yard digs and get my to be spitting up blood in the NFC Championship game playing against guys like Hall of Famers like Derrick Brooks, and to get up and continue to play and help my football team finish that game, I got that from watching my mom and my dad get up and go to work and provide and do their job. So that's who she was. We started a foundation after her, Odetta V. Holt Schaffner, the Holt Brothers Foundation, which supports young kids with a parent or guardian is battling cancer. And we provide emotional and peer empathy to those kids, as well as education. And then we have now started to provide scholarships for our kids' CAN program participants. As the kids want to move on and go to university, our foundation grants them dollars to help with college. So we're really excited about that. But my mom, man, never taking a day off is why we continue to do what we do. in the community as well.
Good work. Good work, Torrey. Way to give back. I like that so much. It's your third straight year now as a finalist. So how are you approaching it from an emotional standpoint? Do you feel like this is the time, your time, this is your year, or do you try and block all of it out and just kind of enjoy the moment?
Well, you know, I'm certainly thankful that my folks that have supported me and helped me to get to this point, we're doing it for the third straight year. And it means a lot, Jim. You know, I take it very seriously. As you mentioned, I waited three straight years and I played with great teammates, man, that helped me too as well get to this point. And another thing that I've noticed, now I'm starting to see guys that I played, that I was drafted with me, that are now being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So it's making me want it even more, guys like Edrin James and Chanton Bailey. So I'm like, yo, I'm thirsty for it too. But super thrilled and humbled to be a finalist for the third straight year. And I was looking at the class earlier before you and I jumped on, and Patrick Willis and Hester and Willie Anderson, Rondé Barber, who I played against, everybody is so well-deserving. But to your point, to your question, yes, it's my turn, Jim. I really do believe that. I've waited. I've been an eight-year of eligibility for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I've been a semifinalist for the third straight year. Some say third time is a charm, so hopefully this is the year. I feel like it is my turn, and it would be great to also grace the hall potentially with head coach Dick Vermeil, who drafted me in 1999.
Okay, so not only that, I was going to ask you about him, Torrey Holt, my guest. He is a finalist in the coach category. He tells anybody who will listen that you're a Hall of Famer, and that when you arrived as a rookie, you were already practically a vet. How would you describe Vermeil as a coach?
He was fantastic, man. You know, he was an extension of a family member. Some say extension of your father or your grandfather. He understood. He had so much experience. He had seen everything. And he had a really good way of poking you and getting you to focus and to make sure you don't lose sight of who you are and where you come from. And I love that. I always loved that about Coach Vermeil. I remember my rookie year in Philly when I blacked out on Philly. I had two touchdowns, 100-plus yards. Joe Germain throwing me the football. It was incredible that day. And so I kept a deep post, and I kind of hot-dogged a little bit. My nickname growing up was Hot Dog. I kind of hot-dogged a little bit. It was showboating. And Coach Vermeil says to me when I come on the sideline, he says, hey, good job. You're incredible speed, good catch concentration, fantastic, you know, good touchdown team needed that. But look, don't do too much, you know, watch your showboat. Don't forget where you come from. So I appreciated that from him, but he also did not tell me not to enjoy what had just happened. He just wanted to remind me to keep some balance. And I've always appreciated that from Coach Vermeil. He was such a good leader. Such a good man, family man, grandfather, good coach. So I'm really excited and hopeful that Coach Vermeil gets his opportunity to be recognized as a Pro Football Hall of Fame as well.
Torrey Holt, my guest. Torrey, bottom line, there is a fan vote component, and I'm on record. I always say this. I don't root for anything other than something to talk about. I've got to be objective. That's part of the job. I'm not going to lie, Torrey. You know, I have very strong feelings about you and your career. I would love to see this happen. I'd love to see it happen right now. But there is a fan vote component to the Hall of Fame. Exactly how does that work, and where should the fans go to vote if they want to vote for you?
Yeah, you could go to profootballhalloffame.com/fanvote. If you want to go and check out all of the finalists. But certainly, if you do, vote for your boy. I certainly appreciate it. Damn, I think I'm up to like 30-some thousand votes this year, man. It's unbelievable. Again, when you go through this process, it's my third straight year. Every year it's just grown, man. I think the fans have gotten behind it and certainly have expressed their opinions about me taking my place in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I greatly appreciate that. I've always played the game for the love. And the fans have always played a huge role in that, and they're continuing to do that for me, so I appreciate that. But profootballhalloffame.com/fanvote. Torrey Holt, appreciate your love. And Jim, thanks for having me on, man.
My man, Torrey, you know that. Always appreciate that. I appreciate the friendship and the relationship. Good luck. I would love to see it go your way this time. And I've got a really good feeling about it, Torrey. Listen, have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Right on. Sounds good. All the best.
You too, Torrey. Torrey Holt, Super Bowl champ, All-Pro, 7-time Pro Bowler. Remember, I ran down the resume. It's a really good resume. To me, it's a Hall of Fame resume.